American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
good afternoon and welcome, my friends, to the National Intel Report. Yours truly, Robbie Noel, sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Man, this has been a long week for yours truly, and I get to do it all over again next week. But nevertheless, I was listening to the last hour, and there's no question, it is a hot debate. And it is amazing, as far as I'm concerned, how many people see things in a different light. I'm very familiar with the problems with immigration. As I've often spoken about, the immigration policies in America over the last 20 or 30 years have changed dramatically. And I'd be the first one to tell you that open borders, open immigration, by its very nature, are designed to dilute and destroy the culture and the heritage of the people within the country. There was a time in America where immigration was limited to certain specific individuals. When I first arrived in America, the rules for getting into America were very stringent, unlike they are now. So when we return, I'll tell you about what the rules used to be like, and then get on the debate on whether the bill passed by Congress yesterday was a good or a bad thing, and a lot more stuff. We'll be back after these messages.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Now, you knew that if you've been listening all week. You have my sympathies if you have. The big debate, national ID cards. Good thing, bad thing. As I said, in the 70s when I came to America, immigration policies were 180 degrees from where they are today. Before you could enter the United States, you had to prove that you had the means and the capabilities of taking care of yourself. And just in case you did not have the means or the capabilities of taking care of yourself, you had to have a sponsor who would swear under penalty of perjury that should you ever become a liability, that they would take up the financial responsibility of taking care of you until you got on your feet again. Besides that, before you were allowed to enter in the United States, you had to have a certain amount of cash in a bank account. You had to meet a certain qualification of education. The standards were high. And you had to swear to all these things. First of all, you had to swear under penalty of perjury that you were not a communist. You had to swear under penalty of perjury you were not affiliated or connected to any Nazi party. And so you had to jump through a whole bunch of hoops. You also had to have an employee, if you were coming to America to work, you had to have someone who already had offered you a job. But before they could offer you a job, they had to run an ad in the local newspaper and prove to the immigration department that they had run ads and they hadn't found anybody comparable who could meet that qualification. Well, that was then. This is now. Ronald Reagan in 1984, if memory serves me correctly, all around about that time, gave blanket amnesty to illegals. And one of the criterias was that after the amnesty was granted, there was a law, and I'm sure it's still a law in the books, that employees who hired people of foreign descent had to make sure that they were in the country legally. Otherwise, they would face heavy fines, stiff penalties, and all that other good stuff. Well, one could go on a conspiracy bent and say that the powers that be over the past 20 years have decided that in order to dumb down the system and obviously infiltrate America with undesirables, all those rules, regulations, and laws that were passed in the 80s were washed away. Now we face a similar situation. Except now, it's a little different. And I understand the passion of the last guest on the show. I'm very familiar with the organization, actually. I've actually gone and met the people from the Arizona Border Patrol who went through all kinds of vilification processes when they initially announced their intention of citizens patrol of the border because the government ain't patrolling the border. And here in Arizona, obviously, there's a serious problem. As a matter of fact, it's so serious that even local sheriffs and highway patrol, when they pull over vans that are loaded with illegals, they have no power to call in immigration in any way, shape, or form. They just cite them for whatever traffic violation it was and let them go. And the folks that went and patrolled the border, obviously they were called everything from white supremacists to racists and the whole litany of ad hominem attacks. And all they were citizens concerned about the flood of illegals. Good people with good intentions. So I can understand why a large majority of them would be in support of this legislation by Mr. Sensenbrenner, because it is sold as making it illegal for illegals to get driver's licenses in the U.S. But, my friends, there's always a hook. And there's always this thing called mission creep. And so when it comes to talking about national ID cards, I will defer to Congressman Ron Paul. Earlier this week, Congressman Ron Paul denounced the national ID card provisions contained in the intelligence bill being voted on in the House of Representatives, while urging his colleagues to reject the bill and its new layers of needless bureaucracy. Ron Paul said national ID cards are not proper in a free society. He went on to add, this is America, not the Soviet Union. The government should never be allowed to demand papers from American citizens, and it certainly has no constitutional authority to do so. The National Identification Card, in whatever form it may take, will allow the federal government to inappropriately monitor the movements and transactions of every American. He said history shows that governments inevitably use such power in harmful ways. The 9/11 Commission, whose recommendations underlie this bill, has called for internal screening points where identification will be demanded. Domestic travel restrictions are the hallmark of authoritarian states, not free nations. It is just a matter of time until those who refuse to carry the new licenses will be denied the ability to drive or board an airplane. Nationalizing standards for driver's licenses and birth certificates and linking them via a national database creates a national ID system, pure and simple. Proponents of the national ID understand that the public remains wary of the scheme, so they attempt to calm them merely by creating new standards for existing IDs. This is nonsense. This legislation imposes federal standards in a federal bill, and it creates a federalized ID regardless of whether the ID itself is still stamped with the name of your state. Those who are willing to allow the government to establish a Soviet-style internal passport system because they think it will make us safer are terribly mistaken. Von Paul concludes, subjecting every citizen to surveillance and screening points actually will make us less safe, not in the least, because it will divert resources away from tracking and apprehending terrorists and deploy them against innocent Americans. Every conservative who believes in constitutional restraints on government should reject the authoritarian national ID card and the nonsensical intelligence bill itself. I can understand how people are buying into this, because the concept that is being sold, just like soap and cars and clothes and whiz-bang kitchen gadgets, is that it's going to deny licenses to illegals. That in and of itself is a noble effort. That could be achieved by a simple bill itself. However, no bills emanating out of Washington, D.C. are that simple. There's always hooks attached. The National ID Card, the Sensenbrenner Amendment, will also require every single U.S.-born resident within 3 years to apply for a national identification card, on which all your data will be printed. Everything. You name it, it'll be on the card. As a matter of fact, they're even talking RFID chips in the card. Your medical history will be on the card. So you say, well, that most probably is a good thing. In case you get knocked down and they rush you off to hospital, they've got a card and they'll know exactly what your medical condition is. Well, yeah, and so also will be the fact that 10 years ago, because you were in a heightened state of anxiety, you went to see a doctor and he gave you medication for your anxiety. It will be on the card, which means that when you go in to buy a gun where you have to produce your ID, you'll be denied the right to own a firearm. Because why? Because you have a mental disorder. You see, they sell it to you on something that sounds good, and people buy into it, and I can understand why they do, especially as we have spoken about here on many occasions. You are losing your identity, or you're losing your culture, you're losing your heritage. Pretty much about to lose sovereignty. But what this does, it's just like we want to stop terrorists. So when your grandmother goes to the airport, she has to be subjected to intrusive searches. How is that stopping terrorists? You know why they search your grandmother? Because they don't want to profile people who may be, just may be of the ethnicity that would commit a terrorist act. I know all Muslims are not terrorists, but it just so happens all terrorists are Muslims. Hello? Now, because it's Friday, we're going to open up the phone lines. Always a dangerous thing to do on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be back after this.
have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report for a Friday, free-for-all Friday, anything goes. It's been an interesting week. So without further ado, let's go to California and Eric. Hey, Eric.
How's it going, Robbie?
I can't complain. It's Friday, brother.
Well, you bring up some very interesting topics. A lot of things that people don't understand of how deep it is and how long this has been going on.
You're in the vortex of the whole thing there in California.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. This is Eric Schein.
Oh, Eric, I meant to return your call, and it's been nuts this week, brother. Accept my apologies.
No, that's fine. I figured this would be a good way to make contact and
there you go.
Support the show, listen to it, and maybe even bring up some interesting topics. You just brought up the stuff about the mental health exams and a bunch of other things that are going on. One of the things, like, they carried out on me, they tried to force me under a unlawful psychological examination to violate my Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination to whitewash everything that I've complained about. And they actually used, and this goes to, you know, our Bill of Rights, not only rights to bear arms, but also our First Amendment rights, you know, for redress of grievances. The Department of Homeland Security pulled me out of civil court and prosecuted me for what I brought union grievances for, which are highly protected, what I brought forth whistleblower letters to individuals like Congressman Duncan Hunter and others about, and also for my civil complaints, and then seized medical records without a warrant or a subpoena, falsified medical records, and more. So if people think that this stuff is not going on right now in America, where the term's been put out there called creeping fascism,
yeah,
it has been going on for like the last 40 or 50 years, but it's reached such a pinnacle to where it is so disturbing that all of our Bill of Rights, the first 10 at least, if not, you know, all of the various amendments, are being upended, suspended, and we are literally living under martial, if not military, law right now.
Well, yeah, you know, people will argue, as they did yesterday, about the War Powers Act.
Right.
Sure. I mean, it's a sad commentary, but it's a fact of life. And so, you know, they can couch these things with nice-sounding names, like for instance, mental screening. What's it called? Freedom Initiative something?
Yeah, right. Very Big Brotherish. Very,
yeah,
well,
you know, the Patriot Act. Who's going to be against the Patriot Act?
Then you're unpatriotic.
Yeah, absolutely. So they use all these things, and this whole thing about the driver's licenses is all being sold as you know, denying licenses to illegal aliens.
Right.
As far as I know, from what I can understand, first of all, I live in Arizona, and I can't tell you how many people I know that have been in accidents with illegal aliens. First of all, they have no insurance.
Right.
And then they take off. They don't even have licenses.
Well, you know what they do in Mexico for Americans who didn't have insurance way back when? It's Napoleonic law. They grab you, seize you, put you in jail.
Oh, it's still the case.
Yeah, and unless your corporation or family can, you know, get some payola together to get you out of jail, you're going to live down there.
Oh, look, when, you know, because obviously a lot of people from Arizona go to Mexico on a regular basis. Name escapes me now, the beach down there. But
there's so many.
Yeah, but there's big signs at the border crossing that warn you before you go over. I mean, they even got kiosks set up there that, just in case you don't have the right insurance coverage, you can buy insurance before you enter into Mexico.
Right. You're talking like Ensenada and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, so it's so the whole concept of denying illegals licenses is bogus in of itself, because they don't have licenses when they are here.
Well, they're creating a problem, and necessarily a problem that doesn't exist, just like with Social Security, and then coming in with the answer so that they can actually divert the American consciousness or American people into for want of a better word, charade, you know?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's so nuts down here with illegals coming across the border. I mean, I've gone down there, I've spoken to people, I've seen the houses with the barbed wire around. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Well, they have a thing coming up in March, I think, where they're going to have several thousand American citizens, and this has been going on for a while, but there's another one coming up in March where they're all going to band together and get on the Arizona border with Mexico.
Sure.
And actually help out the Border Patrol.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, start citing them and calling in the Border Patrol and saying, hey, here's, you know, 15 more, here's another 100 that are running across the border. And
yeah, but you, those people are under attack as well.
Oh, I know, big time.
That's crazy. Eric, I promise I will return the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Bill, Rick, we'll get to you right after these short messages.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today,
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flus, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, many years ago when the debate was on hate radio, I remember I did a show one day where I made some statements that suddenly made itself all over the net at the time as an illustration of hate speech. Because I said, look, to protect your borders, to stop illegals coming over, it's actually really simple, doesn't really cost a lot of money. All you do is you put up signs along the border, big signs that say, if you cross over this line here, you have now violated U.S. law, and you will be shot. Well, the folks on the left went completely nuts, and they used it as an example of hate speech. But I counted that, you know, you can go to Area 51 in Nevada, and you will see signs there, big signs, all around Area 51, which doesn't exist. The sign says that if you cross over this line, you will be shot. So if it's good enough for Area 51, why isn't it good enough for the border? We have Bill from Texas. Hey, Bill.
Just heard what you were saying. I was going to go ahead and tell you, you don't even have to go to Area 51. Just go to Kelly Air Force Base in San Antonio. They used to have a facility, a high security facility there that was authorized use of deadly force. So it's not that far away from your homes.
Yeah, I mean,
what I was going to ask is, since this national ID card looks like it's going to get rammed through, should we start brushing up on the lyrics to the Horse Festival? Or?
Well, this is, you know, I mean, obviously the House passed the bill, but now it goes before the Senate, and there's no question it's going to face an uphill battle in the Senate. There's a lot of senators, especially agricultural areas of the nation, whose senators are going to be opposed to this bill. But they're going to be opposed for it for all the wrong reasons, which is always natural. But there's no
question. Something occurred to me while you were talking before we got on the radio. What do they do with people like that live in big cities like New York, Los Angeles, that don't drive? That sure. Never have had a driver's license.
Absolutely, because it's got nothing to do with stopping illegals from getting driver's licenses. As I said, first of all, illegals don't have licenses, period. They don't go into any government buildings and apply for legal documents in any way, shape, or form. So it's a bogus bill in and of itself. The bill's sole intention is to give a national ID card to every American citizen. They want your stuff on that card because they know the only way they're going to disarm you is through a national ID card, because the New World Order knows that its biggest stumbling block in dissolving American sovereignty is that little thing that there are 80 million gun owners in this country.
It's just going to force them further underground. It amazes me that our government would put themselves in that position. They do enough right now. Pass gun laws. Nobody can have guns. You know, Chicago is a
sure.
very good example of that. I used to live there. And, you know, they confiscate 75,000 guns in over the past few years, and the crime rate, the murder rate, is higher now than it was then.
Yeah, but my point as well, besides obviously the increase in crime, there are laws on the books, if I'm not mistaken, based on the amnesty provision that Reagan passed in 1984 or 1982, whenever it was, there are laws on the books that state that employees, you cannot hire anybody unless they show you proof that they are a U.S. citizen. In other words, you don't have to ask an American because you can hear he's an American. But if you've got someone that obviously like sounds like me, then you have full justification and right to ask them for their legal documentation so that you can see that they're legally allowed to work in America.
I agree. I think that, we still have something called H-1B visas, I think, that are to allow people to come in and work in this country if they have a specialized trade.
Yeah.
But that's certainly legal to ask people for that type of, that's as good as asking for somebody's green card.
Exactly. So it's a bogus deal. Sounds good. Everybody supports it. As in the last hour, and I'm not using this as an attack on the guest from the last hour. I understand where I know the organization is affiliated to. I've got friends in that organization. We have heated debates on a consistent basis. But the problem is, first of all, the problem is no legislation is going to stop illegals.
Oh, never will.
Never will.
I mean, a piece of paper cannot stop people crossing a border.
Absolutely not. You know,
and I think that if they really want to stop that, probably what you're saying would be a solution.
It's
that sounds extreme, but we do it to our. It does. It sounds extreme, but we do it to our own citizens.
Sure.
Anybody that walks up to one of those signs that says use of deadly force is authorized, then
well, put
if
it
they
this
can't
way,
read.
It sure stopped me from wanting to explore any further into Area 51.
Well, if that hadn't gotten your attention, I suspect the guys in the trucks with the sidearms definitely would have gotten your attention.
Yeah, sure. They got my attention, all right. Hey, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. We got Rick from Tennessee. Hey, Rick.
Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Well, you were saying earlier about a simple bill in Congress without the ID system would stop illegal immigration.
Yeah.
I tend to agree. I was looking at the Constitution here.
Uh-oh.
Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imports, and excises, to pay debts, to provide for the common defense and general welfare, and on down in there, it says to raise and support armies, to provide for the calling forth of the militia, to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrection, repel invasions.
Sure.
What are those Mexicans that are here illegal, if not invaders, into this country?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it's part of the oath that all politicians swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So it's there. But unfortunately, we've come a long way down that road because that little piece of legislation was subverted in 1913 because Congress obviously delegated its responsibilities to the Federal Reserve, as they have delegated their responsibilities because politicians don't want to be accountable for their actions. So they have, over the many years, delegated these responsibilities, as Desi Andrews said yesterday, by creating all these agencies within agencies within agencies. You know, Jefferson said, look, in order to maintain this republic, you have to have a revolution every 20 years to get rid of the riffraff.
Yes.
Well, it's been 220 years since the last revolution. There's been some serious riffraff buildup in Washington, D.C.
Hey, brother.
Yes, sir.
Also, Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee every state, talking about states' rights,
yep,
in this union, a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion.
Well, sure. Look, this is a states' rights issue. I mean, border states should be the ones that are implementing legislation in order to control their borders. But this is blanket. I mean, if you live in Ohio, you are going to be subjected to a national ID card.
Right.
So it's, yeah, I mean, the facts, but the state, there's no 10th Amendment, as Desi said yesterday. I thought it was when they formed the EPA, that was a final death knell. But she pointed out to me it was the agricultural bill passed in the 30s.
Yes.
So
I'm in agreement with you as far as the ID card. I would rather die than to live under such a despotic rule.
Look, I lived under one. It's no fun. But then again, all you got to do is take the blue pill and life is fine.
I'll tell you what. I wonder what George F. Benson, old Professor Benson, you remember him? I wonder what he would do in his grave if he knew about it, because he preached long and hard against communism back in the 70s,
yeah,
back
well,
whenever John Todd was preaching long and hard against Illuminism.
Well, he would demand that the citizens march to Washington and charge these Congress critters with treason.
I wonder how many of your listeners out there remember Professor Benson or College President Benson and John Todd and them. That would be interesting. Oh, yeah, when are you going to do the old bumper music I spoke to you about the other day? Who are the men in the shadows?
The men in the shadows.
Yeah.
You know, I think we play it. If it's not on the rotation, I'm this weekend I'm putting together a whole list of new bump music. And I think the Men in the Shadows, I'm getting old. I've forgotten which song that was, but we'll get it up there. Thanks,
I appreciate
Rick.
It. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. We got Ramon in Texas. Hey, Ramon.
Hi, Robbie.
How you doing,
Robbie? One of my ancestors came across in 1557. His name was Juan de Sepulveda. He was a conquistador.
Right.
However, I have other ancestors. I'm 80%. I'm Mexican American or Hispanic or whatever you want to call it. I was born and raised in the good old USA. But anybody who's the Hispanic descent is 80% Native American.
Sure.
You know, and I hear these debates, and I hear all of this going. I think the person said that they had 50,000 members in their organization, and you know, and then it would take so many military men to guard the border and all of this, all of these different propositions that, to me, it's really, you're looking at the wrong place. You know, you're looking at the border, you're looking at all, you can count all these 800,000 or 800 million people coming across the border, but that's not where you need to be looking, you know, to solve this issue. And I'm glad to hear you saying, trying to bring the focus back to the ID card. I think that the focus needs to be in Washington, you know.
Well, sure. Oh, absolutely. Hey, look, you know, I mean, you know has a real strong border policy? It's Mexico.
Yeah.
On its southern border, not its northern border.
Mm-hmm.
Its southern border is heavily guarded. They don't have too many problems of illegals coming up from South America, because they're very stringent, because they got signs down there that, you know, the same kind of signs. Hey, listen, this is another country. If you're not coming in here illegally, you could be shot.
I've been across Mexico, and I've been down into Central America, and you're right. However, again, I don't. You know, in previous years, we've had illegals crossing the border, but it's increased, and there's a reason. If you follow the money, for example, I heard the other night, $60 billion in money transfers, and then your guest said $100 million for I forget what. But,
right.
I mean, $100 billion is what he said. But the thing is that you don't have some illegal Mexican coming across with a bottle of tequila and going up and bribing some senator or some congressman to write this into the bill, you know, and it doesn't work that way. Those guys aren't the problem. The problem is in that $100 billion, who's controlling that? Where, if you multiply, if you take that gross product or whatever it is that they're doing, they're producing, And you multiply that out, you're looking at, you know, a doubling or a tripling or quadrupling of that, and that's where the problem is. Those 50,000 people that belong to that guy's organization, if they focus back to where the money goes, then they're going to be able to address the issue. If they keep focusing at all these guys coming across the river, they're missing the boat.
Well, sure. Well,
yep.
It's a good point. Absolutely. Always follow the money.
Absolutely. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you on RBN.
Absolutely. I'll be here next week, too.
Yeah.
thanks, Ramon. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bob in Kansas. Hey, Bob.
Hello.
How you doing, Bob?
Oh, pretty good, Robbie. What really burns me on the whole thing is down on a little bit lower level than what your guest was speaking of, but it hurts us anyway. When you go work around them, you find out they don't pay any taxes. People say, oh, they pay taxes. That's baloney.
No,
most of them are writing 10 dependents.
Sure.
Now, how is the IRS going to prove that they have all these dependents in Mexico, and why should they be able to write them?
But they don't pay any taxes because the contractors, especially here in Arizona, they pay them all under the table.
They right. They'll even pay them cash or checks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely. I mean,
I'm speaking of just legitimate jobs that they get. Most of the green cards, about half of them are bogus. 2 years ago, a statistic was cited. I have not heard it cited for last year. That $179 billion in federal funding alone in social services. Now, wait a minute. States got to match that.
Right.
And so you're looking at, you know, well over $250 billion in social services.
Right.
Now, my property taxes go up. My sales taxes go up. And now they're trying to tax something else out here in Kansas for low-income people to get health care. Well, you know who those low-income people are going to be, because most of us Americans are turned away. You know, we don't get anything without selling our soul to the devil practically out of it.
Sure.
And yet they're taxing me on my property more and more. And because of these people, It doesn't matter what, I don't care if they're polka dotted, the color is not the problem.
Yep.
And then you've got the prisons. 35% of our prisons are tied up with these people. In the meantime, their families most certainly are on welfare because they're not out there working.
So?
Then you got the drug problem. Yes, the Mexicans control the drugs in my city. And nothing is really being done about it.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, them being here illegally, I don't care what people think or say. They don't have constitutional rights in my book. I consider them a foreign enemy. And on top of that, if they were to get busted for drugs, I think they ought to just put a bullet in their head right out on the front lawn, leave them lay there like the old West, take pictures, sack them up by the coffins. I mean, I don't have no feeling about this, other than we need to do something. And it's got. And another thing, put radioactive. Let me go over on the over the break, will you?
I can't, Bob. I got.
All
I
right.
Got
to, bye.
Backed up, but thanks, Bob. We'll get to Victor and Roger and put a bow on this hour. We'll be back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stabmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Hey, I'm in a good mood. Well, I am. It's Friday. Going to go out and consume large amounts of adult beverage in about an hour from now. In the meantime, we've got Victor. Hey, Victor.
Hello, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
I'm in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood.
No, or at least I'm reasonably sure that you've talked to Desi about this before, but when those illegitimate up in Washington and the state houses swear to uphold the Constitution, they mean their revised Constitution, not the real one.
Not the real one, absolutely.
Right. And the problem is not Mexicans, it's not terrorists from Muslims or anything else. The problem is those people up there in Washington and the state houses, which they've bought, they need to be hung by the neck. not well, shot. That's too quick and easy.
No, that's a little strong there, Victor. As you know, I know we all feel the same way, but
they've corrupted the language to where the people convinced that they are persons. They're convinced that they are drivers. They're convinced that they are taxpayers. And if you look in the Federal Register, their own definitions are entirely different from what's in common usage. And if you don't volunteer, then you have no contract with them. I know, I'm very sure that Bessie is...
Oh, yeah, that was her whole point yesterday.
I haven't heard it on the air.
That was her main point yesterday. That's why she says she's not part of the system.
I'm not either.
Yeah, well...
Very easy to get out.
We'll have to do a show on that one of these days.
Please do. I appreciate it.
All right, Victor. Thanks, brother. Look, it's the same thing. Victor just echoed a sentiment I know many people feel. We got Roger in Pennsylvania. Hey, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. Well, you have me yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Silence. Anyway, I'm not being tongue-in-cheek here, but you know, you know the warm embrace with it, which Mexico receives visitors to its southern border from Guatemala, right?
Oh, yeah. It's no picnic down there, that's for sure.
Well, and I'm not, like I said, not being tongue-in-cheek. I think this should really be pushed because, yeah, we can spend a lot of money on border control per se, and we should, but that doesn't necessarily provide as much deterrent effect as, say, if those folks, once they cross over, would be loaded up on barges and then offloaded in Guatemala to have to come back up through southern Mexico to get wherever they figure to go from there.
Yeah, but my point was this. But maybe it's because I'm Western and I have this proclivity to obey rules and regulations. But when I went to Area 51 and I saw the sign that says, "You cross this line, we will shoot you," that was enough of a deterrent for me.
Should certainly be considered, but that won't fly perhaps near as readily as barging them down to Guatemala. You know, maybe pay even a couple tens of million dollars to Guatemala for services rendered. It would be a real huge savings on the American taxpayer if we do that. And I'm guessing what 1/100th of 1% would the Mexicans crawling across would fall into any a political category. They're all either economic, family, etc. is the rationale for crossing over. And we could do our own investigations. Anyone, okay, do you want to claim a political status? Okay, then you're going to be investigated, and if it's found out you're just coming here for economic reasons, etc., then you will be severely punished in our most arduous prisons.
Yep.
Thanks,
brother. We're right out of time for this segment, but I appreciate the call. Appreciate everybody's call on this Friday. Stay tuned, my friends. Another hour coming up. Got a guest, Janie Allen. We'll be back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.